So the Ramban in his Hakdama to Sefer Shmos explains that the Sefer Shmos is called the Sefer Gula, but the Gula didn't culminate when Klai Yisrael getting out of Egypt and receiving the Torah. The Gula really only came to its final fruition with the Mishkan. And the question is, how are we supposed to understand the words of the Ramban that the Gula really only came about, it only really fully expressed itself with the Mishkan? So if we take a step back and look at the structure of Sefer Shmos, the Sefer can really be divided into three parts. The first four parshios discuss Yitzias Mitzrayim. The next two parshios, Yisra Mishpatim, discuss Kabbalah Satorah, Matan Torah. And the last five parshios discuss the Mishkan. As we pointed out in the past, those three themes correspond to the Gemara Regalim. Pesach is all about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shavuot is Kabbalah Satorah. And Kiyadua Sukkos is connected to the Mishkan, as the Gra and others explain it. The Sukkah is Hashem's dwelling place in this world. That's what the Mishkan essentially is. And the whole idea of Sefer Shmos is how the Jewish people came to being. In that way, it's expressed itself as specifically the Gemara Regalim, because the Gemara Regalim are about the close relationship that exists between Hashem and the Jewish people. And that's the entire idea of Sefer Shmos and the formation of the Jewish people. So therefore, the entire structure of the Sefer is going to be contained and allude to the Gemara Regalim. And now I think we can begin to understand the idea of the Ramban, that Gula was really only fully achieved with the Mishkan. Because, as Maral explains, Gula is about the dveikus that exists between the Jewish people and Hashem. And that didn't come about with just Hashem taking us out of Egypt or just giving us the Torah. But the way that it fully expressed itself and concretized itself, as the Ramban himself explains, was through the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan was the point in this world that combined the Olam HaSalyon and Olam HaSachtachtonim, and we were able to permanently connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, as the Ramban teaches, Sefer Shmos, the culmination of that is the Mishkan, because that is when true Geula came about. And I think the message of Sefer Shmos, and we're supposed to take in this time of year, is that Hashem is still connected to us, that we're still trying to work our way towards this goal of Geula, of having a close and intimate relationship with Hashem. And at this time period, we start the parashas of Shovim. Shovim is a tekufa, it's a time period of tshuva, 6 weeks of intense tshuva, for Averos of Hatzadah, Vatala, and the like, which all come about from a person not feeling close to Hashem. So what we're supposed to work on during this man is feeling a kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in the winter, despite the fact that it might seem that Hashem is far away, no, that Hashem is still close to us, that Hashem still wants to have a close relationship with us. You know, that's what's supposed to keep us going now through the winter, and supposed to be mechazik us as we start reading Sefer Shmos.